Gun law challenged, deadly standoff. I'm Barbara Cusack. A part of Florida's new gun law passed in the aftermath of the Parkland school shooting massacre is being challenged by the NRA.
The bill raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21, which, according to the suit filed by the NRA, violates the Second Amendment. The NRA wants a federal judge to block the age restriction from taking effect. I'm Clayton Neville.
Three women who devoted their lives to helping veterans suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder were killed during an hours-long standoff at a Northern California treatment program where they worked. Napa County Sheriff John Robertson says they're looking for clues to understand what happened at the Pathway home.
This investigation is going to take a lot more hours, if not days.
Authorities say the gunman's body was also found and identified him as a former Army rifleman who had served in Afghanistan. Preparations are underway after President Trump agreed to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The latest from correspondent Natasha Chen.
For the first time, a sitting U.S. president has agreed to meet with a North Korean leader. No date or location has been set for the potential Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting, which the White House has said may happen in the coming 2 months. This summit has a potential to result in the reclusive dictatorship giving up its nuclear arsenal. But some lawmakers question U.S. government preparation ahead of this meeting. Former ambassador to China Max Baucus says Kim wants to be on the world stage, which he would get by having this meeting. Baucus says Kim also won't easily give up his nuclear capability.
An attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels says President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, sent emails about negotiating a payment to Daniels using a Trump.org signature. Michael Avenatti says now he wants to have Trump testify in a deposition. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Good morning. It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Democratic Party leaders still can't reach a deal on how to limit party leaders' influence on the presidential nominating process. Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez is promising Democrats will curtail superdelegates' role, though, at the 2020 nominating convention. But a key Democratic National Committee panel is opting to delay action on any specific plans. Superdelegates overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton in 2016 and drew charges of stacking the deck against Bernie Sanders. It looks like President Donald J. Trump will get the military parade that he wants here in D.C., though he may get no tanks for the effort. A Pentagon planning memo says the parade will only include wheeled vehicles to minimize damage to D.C. streets, but it will coincide with a heavy air component, meaning a lot of airplanes flying overhead. The event is being planned for November 11th, Veterans Day, along a route from the White House to the Capitol. Two people have died in a house fire in a suburb of D.C. The Washington Post reporting that the home in Fort Washington, Maryland, had what authorities considered to be hoarding conditions. The fire broke out about 11:30 Thursday night. When firefighters got there, authorities say the blaze was well advanced. The Prince George's County Fire Department saying firefighters encountered unsafe conditions and could only fight the blaze from the outside at first. A teenager has been convicted in the unrelated shootings of a 15-year-old boy and an off-duty Secret Service officer in Washington. The Post reporting D.C. Superior Court jury on Friday found 19-year-old Maurice Bellamy guilty on two counts of first-degree murder while armed and robbery. Bellamy was 17 years old when charged in the killings of Devontae Washington and a 30-year-old man, Arthur Baldwin. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. They're readying Constitution Avenue Northwest both directions from 9th to 14th for the big marathon. Also East Capitol Street between 19th and 22nd shut down for that same purpose. Beltway Express lanes, outer loop between Georgetown Pike and Jones Branch. All of those lanes are blocked. That's a work zone that's out this morning. And just getting word of a crash coming in. This is in Maryland. Baltimore-Washington Parkway looks like a minor fender bender. It's on the northbound lanes of Arundel Mills Boulevard. It's off on the right shoulder. Police now en route. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny today, high of about 50 degrees. Mostly clear overnight, low about 31. Slight chance of rain in the forecast for Sunday afternoon. Right now it's 34 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Questions about retirement? Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Key, Saturday at 2 here on WMAL.
I'm ABC7 Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Let's face it, Washington weather, it's downright fickle. That's why it takes a special weather team like Stormwatch 7 to better predict the unpredictable. Put your trust in Stormwatch 7, the team that's always on your family's side when severe weather strikes.
Sunday, the American Idol journey begins.
Let's get it started.
And every journey begins with a story.
I grew up in Shakota, Oklahoma, home of Carrie Underwood.
I was homeless, so it only takes one yes to change your life forever.
You're going to Hollywood!
With judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, you won't just hear the music, you'll feel it.
This is a dream coming true.
American Idol on America's Network, ABC.
American Idol premieres Sunday at 8 on ABC 7.
Hey, it's Kid O'Shea from Good Morning Washington. Who is the next American Idol? Join me Monday mornings after the show for Idol Chatter on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have you with us. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And certainly a monumental week here in Washington and around the world for that matter. And we've got it covered from a number of different angles for you this morning. We will speak with Gordon Chang. He is the authority on all things Asia, and he will come up within the next half hour. And, of course, we're going to be talking to Gordon about the moves between Donald Trump, South Korea, and North Korea, Kim Jong-un, of course, the president surprising everyone this week, and many on his staff, actually. There is an AP story out this morning. Here's what they say. President Trump is increasingly going it alone. The president exercised his preference for flying solo in a big way this week. First, he ordered sweeping tariffs posed by foreign allies and many in his own party. Then hours later, he delivered the stunning news that he'll meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now, always love the dig. Okay, this is the AP dig. Now, this is according to two people who requested anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about private conversations. So, leak. So, according to these two confidants, the president has told them that he wants to be less reliant on his staff and that he plans to follow his own instincts. Well, that's kind of obvious, I guess. But anyway, what a week. So the president makes the move, Interesting story, Wall Street Journal reporting that North Korea's Kim Jong-un joked about his bad image abroad, according to South Korean officials. And, of course, you saw the delegation at the White House. And this is kind of what happened on Thursday. The president stuck his head into the White House briefing room, and he made an announcement to the media, and he never sticks his head in the press briefing room. That's Sarah Sanders' turf, and he just doesn't go in there. Of course, some of the other cabinet members are in there from time to time, and the director of the NSA, but not the president. Well, he popped in, said, "We have a special announcement coming up within an hour," and there they were, the South Korean delegation out front of the White House, and they made the statement that Kim Jong-un had invited President Trump to speak in person with Kim Jong-un, and that President Trump had accepted it.
"I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue. And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible."
Okay, so those were the words of the South Korean delegation at the White House, and very, very interesting developments. So I flipped over to CNN because I certainly wanted to see how that would play out on CNN. So I'm watching Don Lemon Thursday evening. Don Lemon, in his first 90 seconds, manages to report on the delegation's announcement at the White House, but also managed to wrap in Stormy Daniels, tariffs, Russia, and, of course, the new CNN promotional slogan, which is chaos at the White House. I mean, that's it. Used to be the most trusted name in news. Now it's chaos at the White House. And they have a new jingle, a new news sounder over at CNN. And we got it first. I don't even think the people at CNN, most of them, they haven't heard this before. But this is what you're going to be hearing repeatedly now for the next couple of months on CNN every time they intro a news story. That's right. It is the Stormy Daniels News Network now at CNN. That's right. John Berman, Friday morning, 9 o'clock. News about Kim Jong-un, North Korea, Donald Trump, but Stormy Daniels in the opening lines of his story at 9 o'clock. Wolf Blitzer, first 20 minutes of Wolf Blitzer at 1 o'clock on Friday. Okay, this is Wolf Blitzer. He's a fairly credible guy in his day. Wolf Blitzer, first 20 minutes, North Korea story? No. It was devoted to the email from Donald Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, the email that was apparently on Trump Organization letterhead, you know, kind of email letterhead. It was sent from an email address at the Trump Organization. 20 minutes with four talking heads speculating about Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and Donald Dennison, or David Dennison, whatever the pseudonym is for the players here. But anyway, finally, 25 minutes into the show at 1:25, Wolf got into something that actually mattered to people. Unbelievable. So, it's 6:15. It is the Saturday morning update. It is great to have you with us. We have not only Gordon Chang lined up this morning. We will talk with Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up later on. And with Tony, we're going to be talking about the military side of the announcement from North Korea. What does that mean for our military strategy moving forward? We're also going to talk with Tony about that former spy who was poisoned in Britain along with his daughter. Wow. How about Syria's possible use of chemical weapons this week? We'll check in with Tony on that. And the pardon by President Trump of Christian Saucier, the member of the military who took some photographs on a submarine and was imprisoned for taking six pictures on a sub. And if that's not enough, Vladimir Putin, his aggression, what that means these days, and that sort of topped off this week with the poisoning of the spy. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times this morning, and something in the new office expenses in the Congress, which I think you will find troubling, and I don't mean that in a sarcastic way, but you will find out about that. And what's the latest for Dennis Kucinich? Remember the congressman from Ohio? You see him as a pundit in many places. Well, he's got something else on his agenda. One other nifty little news story this morning I want to get to for a second, and that is the former drug company executive, Martin Shkreli. You know him as Pharma Bro. He was the guy who was so obnoxious when he raised the prices of critical medications. Well, he ended up with 7 years in the slammer. He was convicted of defrauding his investors of $10 million, and Pharma Bro now sentenced to 7 years in jail. So we'll talk a little more about that later on this morning. That was a very big story. John Gizzi will join us, of course, and John was in the White House briefing room yesterday afternoon and asked Sarah Sanders about the future of H.R. McMaster. Oh, the liberal punditry is projecting that McMaster will be gone soon. Well, we'll find out what Sarah Sanders told John Gizzi yesterday. Also get his read on North Korea. And there is a special election coming up in Pennsylvania on Tuesday of next week. Rick Zaccone is, of course, the candidate on the Republican side, and they say he's probably not going to win because the polls have his Democratic competitor up by 3 points. Now, 3-point race, this day and age, margin of error, but now the pundits have already declared the Democrat the winner. We'll see what happens. But John Gizzi sat down with him. We'll get to know him a little bit better, and that's among the topics we will discuss with John Gizzi this morning. So lots going on here on the Saturday Morning Update. Mentioned, as I said before, that Cheryl Atkinson will be joining us, and she's got an update for us for the possible release of some Fast and Furious documents. You may have heard about the fact that they're expecting to release some documents that have been held back by the Obama administration. So we'll get Cheryl's read on that. So plenty to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. And James Stanley is in the traffic center.
Yeah, Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. They're getting them ready for the big marathon this morning. Rock Creek Parkway, both directions from Potomac Freeway to Calvert, completely shut down, as well as Constitution Avenue, both directions from 9th to 14th. East Capitol, both ways from 19th to 22nd. Capitol Beltway, Express Lanes, Outer Loop, right around Georgetown Pike to Jones Branch. They have all of those lanes shut down through the overnight for a construction project. Watch for a crash through Maryland on Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound, right around Arundel Mills. It's off on the right shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is surprisingly cold out there. We've had a little bit of a break for a while, but now back down to cold nights. We'll be up only to 50 today. It'll be partly cloudy, but then overnight lows down to 29 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 49, and then again overnight lows in the 30s for Sunday and Monday. Back down in the 20s overnight on Tuesday and Wednesday. So no springtime yet for us. It's 29 degrees in Washington right now. We're heading up to 50 this afternoon, and it is 6:19 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have you along with us. And Megyn Kelly's taken, I don't know, she's taken a lot of heat and abuse for her move over to NBC and her performance over there in the morning format that she's now in the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show. Well, she had the big scoop with Vladimir Putin. It aired last night on NBC. Here's Megyn Kelly and Russian President Vladimir Putin among the highlights.
That if there's anything specific, you said, then there will be something to discuss. You told me, as they used to say in the KGB, addresses, houses, names. Since then, 13 Russians and three Russian-owned companies have been indicted by a special prosecutor named Robert Mueller in the United States for interfering in our election. The Internet Research Agency Yevgeny Prigozhin and others running a cyber warfare operation out of an office at 55 Savishkina Street, St. Petersburg, Russia. Addresses, houses, names. So can we have that discussion now?
Of course. Not only can we, but it seems to me that if this particular subject continues to trouble you, we actually should talk about it.
Why would you allow an attack like this on the United States?
Why have you decided the Russian authorities, myself included, gave anybody permission to do this? Nothing has changed since you and I talked last time in St. Petersburg. Some names have popped up. So what? They could just as easily have been the names of some Americans who are sitting here and interfering in your own political process.
But it wasn't Americans, it was Russians. And it was hundreds of people, a monthly budget of $1.25 million, all designed to attack the United States in a cyber warfare campaign. You're up for re-election right now. Should the Russian people be concerned that you had no idea this was going on in your own country, in your own hometown?
Listen, the world is very large and very diverse, and there is a fairly complicated relationship between the United States and the Russian Federation. And some of our people have their own opinion about this relationship. You mentioned a number of names, some individuals, and you're telling me that they're Russians. So what?
Do you condone these activities?
It goes on and on and on. She's not going to get anything out of him. Come on. Nice try, but come on, it's Vladimir Putin. Yeah, he's going to fess up, right? Yes, Megan, I want to give you the scoop because you've had problems with your ratings recently. I want to give you the scoop that, yes, I ordered the whole thing and I'm a bad man. I'm a very bad man. No, I don't think we're going to get that out of Vladimir Putin. But anyway, that's a little bit of a taste of what went on last night. Anyway, we are now at 6:22. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
The worst thing about putting your stuff in storage is everything. Introducing MakeSpace, the full-service, zero-hassle, tech-driven storage company that's less than the cost of self-storage. The professional movers from MakeSpace will come to your house, bring their own bins and wardrobe boxes, photograph every item, pack it up, and transport it to their secure location. No more buying supplies, renting a truck, loading, unloading, or searching through boxes to find what you need. Get a complete online photo catalog of all your stuff so you can get any item delivered with the push of a button. Anytime you want an item returned, select it on the app and MakeSpace will deliver it on demand whenever you need it. If you need low-cost, zero-hassle, full-service storage, you need MakeSpace. More than 30,000 people are using MakeSpace right now, and you'll get $100 off your first month at MakeSpace.com/Chris. That's MakeSpace.com/Chris.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
March is National Frozen Food Month. Stop by your local freezer aisle for delicious and convenient solutions for any occasion. And visit EasyHomeMeals.com to enter the $10,000 sweepstakes and view official rules. Ends April 2nd. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 323.18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And some news you may not have heard yesterday or seen if you were watching CNN. How about those jobs numbers, huh? 313,000 jobs added in February. That is good news. Believe it or not, the NewYorkTimes.com even reports that story. This is the NewYorkTimes.com. Whether you work on Wall Street or in a warehouse, behind a cash register or on a construction site, the jobs report released by the government on Friday offered some good news. That's why you didn't hear it on CNN. That's why you heard 20 minutes worth of Michael Cohen's email on the Trump Organization website to attorneys for Stormy Daniels. That's really relevant. That's really important. 313,000 jobs. Now, the Dow Jones has been up and down recently. Well, it was up 440 points on Friday. That's up 3.25% for the week. That's good financial news. Some places you won't hear that kind of news. It's pretty significant stuff. And for the fifth month in a row, the jobless rate remained unchanged at 4.1. So some good things are going on in the world in spite of the way some of the punditry and some of the news outlets would like to portray things. It is 6:28 now. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we'll be talking with Gordon Chang right after the 6:30 news. Then we'll talk with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times, White House correspondent John Gizzi from Newsmax.com up at 7:06 this morning. And don't forget, if you're heading downtown, the rock and roll marathon is really tricky this year. Not only are there numbers of street closures, but you will find that if you park on one of the streets where the marathon is coming through, they will tow your car if it is marked and you don't move it. They'll tow it to another place close by. They're not going to take it to an impound lot. But if you know anything about Washington parking on the weekend, I don't know where they're going to put your car if they take it off a main drag because there's no place to park. So anyway, if you're parked and you're on the route of the marathon, beware that your car may be towed this morning if the signs say so. So be very careful out there and budget a lot of extra time if you are driving into the city or Ubering into the city today.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part? For only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
It's 630, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Police found shell casings, but not anyone who had been shot outside of Westfield Montgomery Mall in Bethesda last night. Police believe that a couple of groups of guys were arguing inside the mall and took it outside, where one or possibly more of them fired shots. Witnesses report that all four men took off before police got there. Two cars were hit with bullets in the parking lot. Anyone with information on the shooting outside of Westfield Montgomery Mall last night is asked to contact Montgomery County Police. A 14-year-old boy was struck by a tour bus last night near the MLK Jr. Memorial in D.C. When paramedics got there, the boy was pinned underneath the bus. Several firefighters worked to get him out and into a medevac. He was rushed to Children's National Medical Center in D.C. His injuries reportedly are serious, and at last check, he was listed in critical condition. The crash happened just before 7 o'clock last night along Independence Avenue Southwest along the National Mall. Adult film star Stormy Daniels, who says she had an affair with Donald Trump shortly after he married Melania and they had Barron in 2006, is scheduled to appear this weekend at a South Florida strip club. Here's correspondent Mike Kremidis.
Solid Gold, Fort Lauderdale, advertised that Daniels, also known as Stephanie Clifford, would auction off the dress she wore during the alleged affair with President Trump, but her lawyer says that's not true. Daniels is suing the president over an alleged non-disclosure agreement to keep quiet about their alleged 2006 affair. The club's Facebook page says Stormy no longer wishes to remain silent, and Solid Gold proudly supports her right to speak. I'm Mike Kremidis.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Still seeing some delays on the Beltway Express lanes, the outer loop between Georgetown Pike and Jones Branch. That's a work zone that's set up. Several streets here in the district, Rock Creek Parkway, Constitution, East Capitol, all blocked for the big marathon this morning. Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, northbound near Arundel Mills Boulevard. An accident there off of the right shoulder. No major delay, though. It's still early. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny today, high close to 50 degrees, mostly clear overnight, just below freezing, maybe 30, 31 degrees. Sunny, and then a slight chance of rain in the forecast for Sunday, high 47, with rain and snow possible Sunday night into Monday. Right now it's 34 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit.
So you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Chris said, hey, let's go back to school. And I was like, are you kidding me? We have three kids. We're working full time. But when he said, let's do it together, that was hard to say no to.
We were looking for a university that had a phenomenal reputation designed for adult learners, and UMUC definitely was that university.
You know, being online, the school was more international. We found the right school to fit our lifestyles, and it allowed us to advance our careers.
Now's the time to earn a respected MBA from a state university, just like Chris and Alina Holmes. With no GRE and GMAT required, you can start right away. Complete an award-winning MBA online in just 18 months for about $25,000 at University of Maryland University College. There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. Get started fulfilling your dreams today. Classes start April 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is 636 on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and President Trump stunning Washington, stunning the world with the announcement about talks and sitting down with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. We are joined by Gordon Chang of the Daily Beast. He is the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and he is a known authority on all things Asia. Gordon, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Rick.
All right, we've seen the heated rhetoric between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Now we see a thawing in the ice, and there have been some developments since the president made his little surprise announcement in the briefing room, followed by the South Korean delegation making the comments on the lawn at the White House. And the latest on this, Gordon, would be Sarah Sanders' announcement yesterday in the press briefing that there might be some further action needed by North Korea. What did she say, and what is the significance on that?
Yes, and this is significant. Sarah Sanders at the White House press briefing yesterday said that the North Koreans would need to take concrete steps toward denuclearization before there could be talks between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler. This is undercuts two things. First of all, on Thursday we heard from the South Korean chief of their national security apparatus that President Trump had agreed to talk to Kim before the end of May. There were no preconditions that the national security advisor mentioned. Also, U.S. policy consistently has been that before talks could begin between the United States and North Korea, that the North Koreans had to acknowledge their prior commitments to give up their nuclear weapons. There had been no precondition that they actually take steps to do that before talks could begin. So we see at least a change in policy if Sarah Sanders was acknowledging, was announcing a new change.
Okay, so the announcement came from South Korea. Has there been any word yet in North Korea? Has it been announced to the North Korean people? Because they have, of course, a very, very tight control of the media in North Korea. Has there been any announcement to the people? And has there really been any word out of North Korea whatsoever about this?
Yeah, there's been no word from North Korean state media about the meeting with President Trump or about recent developments, and that, of course, is a concern. All we have heard about the North Korean position comes from the chief of South Korea's security apparatus, Chung Yi-yong. And so this is a little bit of concern because we're not sure that Chung is actually representing correctly and accurately what the North Koreans said. Chung has said certain things that really took the world by surprise, that North Korea was committed to denuclearization, that North Korea would not attack the South with either nuclear or conventional weapons, that the North Koreans were willing to freeze missile and nuke testing during the pendency of talks. So these are really startling announcements, but they only come from the South Koreans. We have not heard from the North Koreans.
Well, let's go on the assumption that they're relatively accurate in their description of things. Why now? We saw such insults being thrown back and forth between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Why now? Is it the sanctions? Is there more playing into it?
Yeah, I think that there are two reasons. First of all, I think that President Trump, with the insults and threats, have unnerved Kim Jong-un, and they've also unnerved both the South Koreans and the Chinese. the Chinese. So there is that motivation for the North Koreans to lower the temperature. More important, though, I think the sanctions are starting to work. The North Koreans are becoming worried. There are reports, for instance, that Office Number 39, which is the Kim family slush fund, is running out of cash. Also, the South Koreans are saying that North Korea will run out of hard currency reserves at the current rate of depreciation by October. And so Kim Jong-un may be thinking that this is the best time to get a deal. I don't think the North Koreans are where we need them to be, and that is they realize they have no choice but to disarm, and we won't be at that point until we see North Korean regime figures like generals defecting. But nonetheless, Trump administration policies to cut off the flow of money to North Korea, they're working. And so I think that we can give a round of applause to the administration for actually putting the world on a path to peace. As I said, we're not there yet, but we can see how we're going to get there. And we have not been able to do that for a long, long time.
Clearly, North Korea, an outsider to the world, really, for decades. And Kim Jong-un, in his 6 years, an outsider, an outcast. His sister was so warmly embraced at the Olympics, Kim Yo-jong. And did that possibly play any kind of a role in showing that there may be benefits to being included in the world as opposed to being an outcast?
I'd like to think so, Rick. I tend to think that this Olympic peace initiative on the part of the North Koreans had been planned in years in advance because they knew that South Korea was going to host the Winter Olympics. I think Kim Jong-un had pretty much figured out what he was going to do because they have gamed this out, as North Koreans normally do. With regard to their offer to talk to President Trump, I think that this was pretty much impromptu, largely because it's a reaction to current circumstances, as I mentioned, about the effectiveness of the sanctions, which they probably did not anticipate, and also because of the way President Trump has dealt with them. They have not been treated like that by any American president before Trump, and certainly I'm sure that they were caught off guard. So at this time, I think the two are probably unrelated, the Olympics overture and the overture to President Trump. But, of course, they do affect each other in the sense that we now have a different view of the North Koreans because of these two events.
And moving forward, what are the things that you are watching for? I mean, clearly I would assume we're looking for some word out of North Korea, you know, some comment to either confirm or clarify the statements of South Korea. But what else are you looking at?
I think that the important thing is to look at what the South Koreans do in order to put this meeting together. It's probably going to be held in the demilitarized zone in the joint security area at Panmunjom. The South Koreans are going to be integral with the logistics for this. So I would expect President Moon Jae-in of South Korea to actually start talking about this in public. And also on the other side of this, as you point out, I think the most important thing is we need to hear from the North Koreans themselves. And I think at this particular time, if the South Koreans are accurately representing what they said, I think that they did not expect President Trump to accept their offer so quickly. So I think that at this point, they're trying to figure out what to do because now they're on the back foot in the sense that they did not expect this turn of events.
And Gordon, thank you so much. You can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And his website, Gordon Chang, has a lot of interesting commentary. And you can check out his books there as well at GordonChang.com. Very much appreciated, Gordon.
Thank you so much, Rick.
My pleasure. 6:44, Saturday morning update now on WMAL. Check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Rick, thank you. Yeah, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Capital Beltway Express lanes, the outer loop between Georgetown Pike to Jones Branch. All of the lanes are blocked. That's a work zone that's set up at least through the early morning. We'll let you know when it gets picked up. Here in the district, Rock Creek Parkway, both directions from Potomac Freeway to Calvert. All of the lanes are blocked for the big marathon. Also, Constitution Avenue Northwest between 9th and 14th and East Capitol, both ways between 19th and 22nd. Route 50 through Virginia, Tall Cedars Parkway to about Poland. Utility work zone has one right lane taken out. The other lanes are moving okay this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking partly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. For Sunday, partly cloudy, high 49. Clouds on Monday, high to 44. Same thing for Tuesday, only up to 44. So the bad news is the overnight lows will be below freezing for the next four nights, down to 29 tonight, 31 tomorrow night, 30 degrees for the low on Monday, and down to 26 on Tuesday. A reminder that you will set your clocks forward tonight. That's right, spring forward, so you will lose an hour's sleep but gain an hour of sunlight tomorrow evening. Spring forward. Right now in Washington, 26 degrees, and we are heading up to 50 this afternoon, 6:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway, and always some good scoop in there. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right. Kind of on a serious note as we start off this morning with you, Jennifer, a new office expense in Congress, a reflection of the times.
Yes, indeed. It's a reflection of the times and a very changing culture on Capitol Hill. This week, we find out that there is, indeed, a new official office expense for Congress. And that office expense is a bulletproof vest, Rick. This was approved this week by the House Administration Committee, and they put out something called a Member's Congressional Handbook. There are a lot of handbooks on Capitol Hill. This is one of nine different publications which kind of spell out what's what. And there is now bulletproof vests, which are included in a list of office supplies, right along with appliances, furniture, flags, parking, stationery, all those kind of things. And the only thing that the lawmaker needs to do is look under the security section. And they also have decided to cover a payment for security personnel. They specify that if the member of Congress is at a, they call it an ordinary and necessarily reimbursable expense. Boy, that's a lot of official talk there. But anyway, when the member is hosting something like a town hall, or if they're performing official duties of sort, or being stationed outside of a district office during business hours, very practical guidelines for hiring security personnel along with your bulletproof vest. And they do say that modifying your office with, like, security enhancements like bulletproof glass, that's considered a capital improvement now, and it's not reimbursable. But the bulletproof vest is the go, as is the safety training for people who are in the office. This is a quote from the handbook. If an item exceeds $500, it must be added to the office inventory. The purchase of a bulletproof vest for a member is a reimbursable expense. Security training for members and staff is a reimbursable expense. Again, that's the Members Congressional Handbook. That's new this week.
Jennifer, a lot of marches taking place since Donald Trump has been elected. There is one upcoming, and what's the news on that one?
Oh, boy, this is going to be a real doozy for us. This is on March 24th. I'm sure everybody's familiar now with the March for Our Lives rally. This is in response to the Parkland student shooting, asking for gun control and sensible gun rules, et cetera, et cetera. And it made me realize when I looked at the scope of this thing how different they are from the political rallies that Washington used to see long ago and far away, when a bunch of hippies would be on the street for a while and then they would go away. These things are just absolutely meticulously organized, and they are huge. I must tell you that besides the giant march in Washington on March 24th, which, by the way, is Cherry Blossom Festival weekend, so we are in for a doozy. They are possibly expecting 500,000 people for this. 500,000 people descending on D.C., and they will not be on the mall this time. They will be marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. So, again, we have a major event happening there. But the other part of this, we have the mega march here in D.C., but they also have what they're calling sibling marches. These are sister marches in all 50 states and overseas, and they are expecting, at last count, close to 500 of these. The interesting thing is that these are being underwritten for every march is going to receive $5,000 to underwrite their expenses. They are going to be getting this money from Everytown for Gun Safety. This is a gun violence prevention organization that's primarily underwritten by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. So, again, you have close to 500 marches in all 50 states and a number of countries overseas, Britain, Spain, Italy, India, Vietnam, Japan, Chile, Australia. Those are a couple of the nations that are planning on participating in this. Again, each one of the events around the nation, $5,000, the organizers are going to get it, even if they have like 10 people. The other interesting thing, Rick, is how much merchandise goes along with a march like this. In fact, the main website to organize the march has a whole section devoted to merchandise. They call it March Merch. This is shirts, hoodies, that kind of thing, all with the official March for Our Lives logo. Not cheap either, $25 to $31 a piece. This is what the group advises the buyers. We will see you in the streets. Again, this is not the kind of marches that the old hippies of yore would recognize. Very not particularly spontaneous here, very well organized, well funded, and well merchandised.
We know how the traffic is with the Cherry Blossom Festival alone. You really can't move on the weekend in D.C., so just imagine what it's going to be like with this influx of people coming in for this march.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Jennifer, it's interesting. I think it's over 40 Republican congressmen and senators now not coming back, but we have a Democratic congressman that is coming back, or at least wants to come back. What is he up to?
Yes, indeed, he does. This is former Congressman Dennis Kucinich. He is running for governor of Ohio. This is the kind of race, Rick, that is sort of fun and interesting to follow because Mr. Kucinich is running against seven other Democrats and two Republicans, again, for the governor of Ohio. And their primary is May the 8th. And yeah, Dennis Kucinich is kind of Dennis Kucinich. He does things on his terms, his own terms. He's a very spirited guy. His motto for his campaign is power to we the people. Now, he's pretty well known for having a very uber-progressive kind of agenda here and lots of progressive ideas, but he's kind of a hybrid as well. Now, he served 8 terms in Congress, but he announced his candidacy on Fox News, which he was once a contributor to Fox News as well, and, you know, he once called for President Obama during his term to be impeached. How about that? And, you know, he has also affirmed his belief that there is a, quote, deep state, unquote, seeking to undermine President Trump. So he has all sorts of things that he takes up as a cause. And but on the other hand, he's also called for a ban on assault weapons, public funding for abortion, full legalization of marijuana, et cetera, et cetera. And he also has the endorsement of Our Revolution. This is the nonprofit which grew out of Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign for president, very active. And they have endorsed Mr. Kucinich. No word yet from Mr. Sanders himself. But with all of this, again, Mr. Kucinich, a very spirited guy, this is what he had to say when he was in a candidate debate with his rivals in Toledo earlier this week. He says, you have to be ready to march into hell for a heavenly cause. So an interesting bout to watch up there in the Buckeye State.
There was a time when it was kind of neat if your child aspired to be president of the United States one day. But changing times. So how do parents feel about their children's desires to maybe end up in the White House one day?
Well, you know, Rick, parents are not very keen about their kids growing up to be president these days, even though we see a huge variety of people that aspire to be presidents. I think this information I'm about to share with you made me take a peek at how many people were running for president in 2016. Of course, we had 17 Republicans and 6 Democrats. who are all running. But there are also 112 independent third-party write-in or lesser-known and fringe candidates who also filed their papers. You might remember Vermin Supreme was one of the people that was running for president. But all of that aside, somebody thought to ask parents, hey, would you want your kid to grow up to be president? Well, guess what? A majority of American voters, 54%, say it's a bad idea. This is according to a Marist poll. That's an academic poll from Marist College. And even those who voted for Trump, 59% of them said, nope, wouldn't want my kid in the White House, along with 57% of conservatives, 56% of moderates, and 50% of liberals. So they are pretty well the only ones that would sort of maybe want their kid to run for president. 6 out of 10 women would not want their child in the White House. And the only majority of voters who would want their child to run were described as strong Democrats. And that's barely a majority there. It was only 50%. So, again, growing up to be in the White House is not a popular thing right now. But I have to tell you what is popular, and that we have to use that name, pet parents. How about that? All you pet parents out there, listen up. People like to name their pets after presidents. And I have a list of the names here, of course. This is coming from a study by Embrace Pet Insurance, which went through the records of 100,000 pet policies to discover what the names were. And they found out that there were a lot of people who named their pets after presidents. The most popular presidentially inspired name, Rick, is Lincoln, followed by Reagan, Truman, Carter, Harrison, Roosevelt, Kennedy, Nixon, Ford, Fillmore, Cleveland, and Hoover. And there were three pets that were named Biden. Two were named Lyndon, presumably after LBJ. There was one Clinton and one Obama.
Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Always a pleasure to get a wide range of stories from inside the Beltway. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, we'll talk with John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. We'll get his read on the announcement about North Korea, what's happening next with General McMaster. Is he staying or going? And we'll also find out more about that Pennsylvania special election. That's all on the way.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV, exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart, it's ultra-high def, and it's curved, just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000, but because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnais. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Retirees, Noble and Peggy, were ready to sell their DC home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs and sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.